95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Riggs, Steve, Josh, S.R. Prontis, Morning Hog, happy hour. And time for a Morning Hog brew review. Woo. Hello, Josh.
What's up?
You know, it's Friday. We get to have you in on Friday. It'd be fun to hang out and just talk, you know, whatever. Talk NFL draft or something on Fridays. But instead, you brought drinks.
I did.
That's even better. So thank you. What are we getting into today?
So we got some new stuff today. I'm actually pretty excited about all these. None of them are technically beers.
Okay.
It's all right. Okay. That's just the way the beverage industry works now, right?
It's all right.
But we
like variety.
They're not really seltzers either. So
what are they?
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to start off with an old friend, but a new flavor.
Okay.
And a new variant, if you will.
Okay.
So we have Angry Orchard.
Okay.
World-renowned cider, right?
Well, one of the largest. Yeah. Apple. Yeah.
Yep. Doesn't make me angry ever.
So this is dark cherry apple.
Oh.
Brand
dark
new.
Cherry. Oh.
So,
Steve, I love.
Steve is intrigued by that can.
I mean, there's a reason why I love the cherry wheat Sam Adams.
Okay.
I like the cherry.
So, Angry Orchard has been doing different flavors of cider for quite some time now. Yeah. Tropical, strawberry, mango, all kinds of stuff.
This smells really good.
Now, the big difference here is it's not 5% like the others.
Okay.
This is 8%.
Dude, I almost spit my beer out or my drink out. My mouth.
First of all, it smells delicious.
Yes, it does.
And I'm not the biggest cider person on the planet. But I am really been looking forward to this coming.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Count me in. I get the dark cherry a little harsher, maybe a little tartar cherry.
Wow.
See? Right? And because that's that tartness,
really good.
That's why I really enjoy it. Cider tends to be a little sweeter, obviously.
Oh, yeah. This
there's some dry ciders out there that are not as sweet.
Right.
But this... The ABV is not, you can't tell it's 8%.
No, you can't.
I'll tell you that much.
You cannot.
Only if you look at the can.
Right.
And ain't read it. Sweet about this.
You know what would have been great to have these last week during St. Patrick's?
Mix
this with Guinness, half and half, for a snake bite.
No. Look out.
They call it snake
bite. You want to drive the snakes out of Ireland? Boom. Pour some of this on it.
Is that a hard pass from you on that one?
Pants neighbor across the street made one for me one day.
Yeah.
And he did it in one of those huge 32-ounce big old German beer steins.
Yep.
I took like a couple sips.
He made a 32-ounce steak
yeah,
bite?
Yeah, like a huge, like a, it was big beer stein. And I had to fake pretend love to drink that for an hour.
Man, I hope he's not listening. He's going to be really disappointed. You're not getting a new pair of pants for a long time.
Really, you're going to go shopping.
So... I'm not allowed to have snake bites anymore.
Really?
Because when I was about 22, St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
News discovery for me.
Right.
So now when my wife smells cider, she thinks of vomit.
Oh, I get it.
Because I put down quite a few that night, and they all decided to
return.
Say hello again.
I have had many good memories from ciders, and then the ones I forgot, I don't remember. So that's perfect. But this is very good, and you're right. If you are used to the sweet cider, look out.
Yeah, that tartness... For me, is what makes it.
It's really good.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Agreed.
I'm gonna coddle this for a minute.
Where
do we go to next? Yeah. Absolutely. I give Angry Orchard an A. O.
Hey, O. Say a thumb up or two.
You missed it.
I did. Sorry.
No, I'm just.
No, took a minute. Easy, Tiger.
It's Friday. Next up is another brand new product for us.
Okay.
You've probably seen its competitor out there for quite some time, but this is a new take on it. So Jim Beam decided to partner up with Boston Beer Company.
Okay.
And launch a line of what they call Kentucky Coolers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So these are 5% alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Comes in a 12-pack variety. 5%, like I said, 5%, 120 calories.
Sorry.
Sound the alarm, buddy.
It's time for Steve.
Sound the alarm.
Steve has a thing where he's like, it's time to drink.
Well, I know. He set a 3-minute timer since the last time he had a
you
previous drink.
You talk too long before you pour.
I guess so. Is that why you were telling me to speed it up?
Yeah. That's why I keep rolling my finger like this. Let's go.
You're keeping Josh on a short leash. Hurry up. He's trying to inform us, and you're just hustling him. That's all right. That's all right, bro.
So this
don't
is
feel bad.
Jim Beam and...
So this particular one is a lemonade sweet tea.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, now.
I love sweet tea with lemon, dude.
This is a malt beverage?
Yes, it is a malt beverage.
Okay.
But usually when you think of a malt beverage, you tend to think a little bit higher calorie count and sugar and stuff like that. And like I said, these are 120 calories. So
it has a tea.
A little bit more guilt-free.
Okay.
Smells like tea.
Okay.
You get the tea, but you can still get that liquor in there. It's like, it actually tastes like you put liquor in your sweet tea.
This is what
with
the lemon.
Right. You know what I mean?
I can dig that one.
This is what the science is supposed to be doing, right?
That's good.
The beverage science.
Now, I think this would be a nice introduction to people that don't typically drink stuff like Jim Beam because it is very, very subtle.
It is.
But in a good way. So, like, it's very on the back end of things.
Yes.
But, again, easy drinking, crisp.
I mean, it's almost a little bit of that caramel in the back what the gin brings out a little bit.
Right. Yeah. A little bit of that barrel.
But not too sweet. And, again, the tartness of, I guess, the lemon and the tea or something.
That's pretty damn good. Hold on a second.
I like that a lot.
I drink those teas.
Even the can says, drink it any damn way you please.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I drink those energy teas in the morning every day before the show, Steve.
Mm.
I'm thinking about switching to this.
Okay.
Oh, it quite literally does.
A rush and a buzz. Drink it any
damn way you please.
Man, I think the show would be better, to be honest with you. I'm going to try to improve and try to bump up some ratings. If anybody wants to hear me drunk on the show more, 257-0324, pop that in.
Yeah.
All right, should we do one more before we take a break?
I think so.
Okay, what do you got?
So I think I mentioned this 12-pack variety, 4 different flavors. How many do you get of each, Steve?
Hold on, three.
Give me a second. Keep your shoes on this time.
Okay, sorry. I did take a bath last week, but...
Okay, he's got it. Next one.
All right, so next up is black cherry lemonade.
Oh, okay.
So it seems like half of these are lemonade-esque.
I'm a lemonade guy.
Mm, me too.
I'm really on kind of a jag
pink,
right
pink
now.
Pink or yellow?
I'm impartial. Mm. I really am. Mm. I'll drink them both.
Difference? Or is it just a mental thing?
I think there's a difference in taste.
Yeah, I don't know. Placebo effect.
Took me a long time to answer that. Kind of threw me off. Mm. Right, well, this is very good.
This smells.
Oh, man. I just snorted it to my nose and it's good.
We had two black cherry things today.
So you get the main flavor on these on the nose at first.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the cherry and the tea, you know?
The dark cherry was more tart. This is not as tart. It just completes the flavor, I think, the cherry. Was there a cherry in the can? Shake that up.
I tried.
It tastes like it is.
Yeah. Wow.
That's white.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, too.
Mm. You know, you go through the palette of things you could put in lemonade to make it even better.
Right.
Because lemonade by itself is pretty damn good.
Especially apparently, Steve loves when you put pink in it.
Like you put pink in it. You put a bunch of cotton candy in it. Maybe that's one of the flavors we have coming up. I don't know. We're not sure. Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh S.R. Parade, srparade.com/beer finder. Look it up. We'll be right back.